Early voting for primary candidates starts May 28th, and traditionally, voters tend to overlook races for school board. Maybe not this year. Three Clark County School Board members are facing a total of nearly two dozen opponents. Why so many? From bickering with each other during public meetings to unexplained decisions like firing, then rehiring school superintendent Jesus Jara, the school board has drawn a lot of attention and criticism. Nevada PTA President Rebecca Dirks-Garcia is a parent with kids in public schools, and she's been collecting questions from parents and talking to them, largely through her Facebook page, CCSD Parents, which has thousands of members. And Rebecca, welcome back. Hey, Rebecca, are you there?
Thanks so much for having me this morning, Joe.
Well, thanks for being with us. Interesting times right now, you know, and I just want to get right into the school board. You know, the board isn't supposed to be a micromanaging group. They set broad policies for the district that the superintendent and his staff and the schools try to follow. In the introduction, I summarized some of the issues that might be the reason so many people are running for the board this year. I wonder if you could talk more about that. What have you and other parents seen by this board that has led to their interest, to their criticism, and drawn more candidates to run for those seats?
Well, it definitely is seeing a lot of interest, but really there was a ton of interest 2 years ago as well, with a very large field of candidates. And we're seeing it nationwide, but it definitely has its roots in the last several years, not just with the pandemic and nationwide issues, but here in Clark County, being such a large school district, there's always been a push-pull with the board. There's always been questions about governance and how things are working. And I think there's just a lot of people who wonder if the direction things are going right now is the direction they want it to go. And so you're seeing people throw their hat in the ring to see maybe if they can change that course.
Now, this year, three board members are up for re-election. Irene Cepeda, Danielle Ford, and Linda Cavazos. All three have been there during this year's many controversies, from the firing and rehiring of Superintendent Jesus Jara to accusations of bullying each other. What do you hear from parents about these specific trustees, especially after this year?
The opinions about specific trustees always really vary. As much as you get somebody who loves one trustee in the same room, you're going to find somebody else who objects to a decision they've made or a challenge. I think the broader issue, though, is that just so many people feel like it hasn't been functioning in general. And so it's that question of, if we bring new faces on, will it make a difference? And I think that's really what is driving a lot of the conversations, is that feeling of dissatisfaction as to what's happened. But then there's also people who do individually feel that because of the way the board always splits and votes, that if that makeup changed, then, you know, the policies that they want would have a better chance of going through. Obviously, each of those candidates have had both supporters and detractors because of individual decisions they made, whether it was during the pandemic and schools remaining closed, whether it was the changes with Dr. Jara's hiring and firing. Decisions made in our boardroom, unlike maybe a small town district in Ohio, for example, make national news. And I think that is frustrating to people, that it always feels like there's personality conflicts and challenges that aren't focused on kids. And how do we get to a place where that can be fixed?
Yeah. I'm talking to Rebecca Dirks-Garcia. She's head of the Nevada Parent Teachers Association. She operates a Facebook site with thousands of parent members. And they're talking now about the numerous candidates running to unseat three members of the Clark County School Board. Early voting for the primary election begins on May 28th, just over 2 weeks from now. And Rebecca, we have to admit one thing. These have been a very tough 2 years. Yes, everybody blames everything now in the pandemic. If it's raining, it's the pandemic. If the computer's on the fritz, the pandemic. I joke, but the truth is the school board went through very tough times. They had parents screaming at them over masks, remote learning. School police routinely escorted people out of public board meetings. And then, of course, you had board members who jumped on that bandwagon, harassing other members, it seemed, for political reasons. You had board members who went online with some less than flattering posts. It was all ugly. It was chaotic. In all of that, can you or do parents think that's why it got a little out of control? And do you give them a little leeway here?
Well, I definitely think that the pandemic has played a role in the challenges in public education over the last couple of years. You can't deny the amount of stress that was put on the system. And you saw the challenges that, quite frankly, did already exist in most cases, amplified and put on display. Our lack of funding in the state of Nevada means that we're operating with some of the largest class sizes in the country. We don't have staffing at full capacity in any position, especially things like classroom teachers and mental health. And so we already were a system that, due to decades of underfunding, had many crisis points that needed to be addressed. We're also an incredibly diverse community. We have English language learners, people moving in from all different states, a high special education population with a long-term issues about meeting the needs of special education students. And so you threw a pandemic on top of that in our community, and you saw the fractures happen. I also think you can't ignore the role of politics in all the challenges that have happened. You know, as you mentioned, I am one of the administrators for the CCSD Parents Group with almost 16,000 members. And social media is a great place to see keyboard warriors, right?
Yeah.
You see that conflict for people that they've never met and yet can just get into knockdown, drag out arguments. And so that fracturing and the political animosity that we saw in so many ways added just one more layer onto the challenges that already exist in our system. And at the same time, though, I think there is a lot of question of is our school board set up for success the way it is currently in Southern Nevada? You know, we have 7 members, we have over 300,000 students. There's a lot to take care of and manage, and it's a part-time role that we pay them a couple hundred dollars a month. And the quality of candidates that we get, the time the candidates or trustees can put into their job, all those things are part of this larger discussion about how we got to where we are and how we move forward.
Do you think 7 school board members is enough to represent thousands of teachers, 305,000 students, at least twice as many parents, or given the breakdowns in the board this year, is 7 too many? I mean, give me some ideas of ways you think it might change or you'd like to see it change.
I don't know that I have a crystal ball on how it should change. I think elected school boards are important to democracy and making sure that people feel like they have representation. I do know that in challenges that existed at the state level several years ago, the state of Nevada Board of Education changed to a hybrid board with a mix of elected and appointed positions that had qualifications. So there's a teacher, you know, there's somebody who's a parent, there's people who bring business expertise. I don't know if that's going to be the direction that happens next. The legislature is having conversations about that in the interim. Sometimes larger isn't better. You know, let's be honest, right? If you have 14 cooks versus 7, are we automatically going to see something better? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that, or I feel, I've been a parent in CCSD for 16 years and straight years because I have a big age gap in my kids. And some of these challenges that we see in the board about cooperating and being able to come to decision-making and consensus aren't new.
Yeah.
So yes, they were under a microscope, but they aren't new. So how do we address it to make sure things run better? Because at the end of the day, in multiple studies, including ones that have been done by the Gwynn Center and others, they find that our board does not focus on really what its number one priority should be. and that's student achievement. The business of the school district is educating kids. And so how do we get to a place where the setup is working so that the board is setting a vision and policy and goals so that the time is spent talking about making sure kids meet their educational goals and succeed?
Talking to Rebecca Dirks-Garcia, head of the Nevada Parent Teachers Association, about the upcoming primary election. Early voting begins May 28th. And Rebecca, on your Facebook page, CCSD Parents, you have a survey. You're asking parents to weigh in. What are you asking, and what kind of responses are you getting?
So we're getting ready to launch our candidate questionnaire and doing interviews in the next couple of weeks. But parents really want to see what people's vision is. They want to know, based on the challenges that are so evident, you know, I think that's the other thing. We all know what the challenges are now. What are their ideas for solutions that are actually achievable? You know, there's a lot of things that you can say you want to do, but it's clear that parents really want to know, do you understand the role of the trustee? Do you understand how you can affect change? And what are your ideas to make those things happen? And there are a lot of questions related to the day-to-day life of our kids in school. When it comes down to it as parents, that's what I always say. Parents want to know, how does this impact my child? How is this going to make things better for my child? And right now, there are so many that are concerned about school safety, that are concerned about the lack of teachers and the teacher shortage and how we're going to fill that. Because we know, even with a great long-term sub, there's a difference when you have a high-quality, trained instructor at the front of the classroom versus substitutes filling in. And so a lot of the questions, some are hitting on those hot, you know, nationwide political touch points. But a lot of the questions that are coming in really are, how are you going to improve the daily education experience of my kid? How are you going to make sure my kid feels safe? How are you going to make sure my kid has a quality teacher? How are you going to ensure my kid is able to learn and succeed?
You know, those are, like you said, bread and butter, very important issues. At the same time, if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, a huge issue that's going to probably come up in the next year or two is sex education. How will you teach in Nevada classrooms about abortion? I'm calling those sort of side issues. They're really meat for political extremists who would be on the board, but they aren't really as germane to what you're talking about, and that is the adequate number of teachers, good teachers, the safety of teachers. When you look at this raft of candidates who are running for the board, and I presume you've studied, do you find many of those extremists running? I'm not asking you to name them, but I'm just kind of curious, because if you had to break it down, I also want to know, if would you say that more parents on your Facebook page want those type of candidates, those single issue, you know, red meat candidates?
I would say the majority of the parents that I talk to don't want a single hot button issue candidate. The challenge is that trustees are elected by the community of voters who can be people completely removed from the school system. And oftentimes the people who cast their vote don't have kids in school, don't have grandkids, aren't associated with public schools. And so they are going based on a soundbite. I call it a soundbite. You know, what's the quick soundbite to get people to think that I'm, and it, you know, it is a nonpartisan race. And yet, if you look at some, not all, but some websites and things such in campaign literature, it's clear that some are using classic bullet points and talking points to indicate what party they're affiliated with. And for some voters, that's a huge issue. I don't find that that's as common for parent voters, but it is common for the general voter often. They want to know, well, what party are you a part of? And then that's how I'm going to make my decision. Yeah. So oftentimes candidates play into that. There are definite candidates that are, you know, using things like, you know, CRT, which is always a challenge for me, because first of all,
critical race theory, just to let people know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. You know, that's been a huge issue nationwide. Is critical race theory being taught in schools? Is it going to be in your child's classroom? And it becomes a very trigger point discussion. And yet, oftentimes, the people who are saying those things don't actually have an understanding of what curriculum is being taught in school, because that's a CRT is a college level curriculum, not a pre-K, elementary, middle. And yet, you know, that's something that's very concerning for people, but often it's because they don't fully understand how public education is run and how curriculum standards are set at the state level and how educators are required to teach within those curriculum standards and within state law. And yet, often candidates boil it down to, as you said, the trigger issue that will get them attention. And that is always, for me personally, as a parent, frustrating, because it isn't the bread and butter. It's a you know, a flag that gets them attention. But I really want, as a trustee, how are you going to work for my kid? Mm-hmm. How are you, you know, so that's always the frustration, I think, for me, is when I see some of the campaign literature. And it's clear, you know, one of the questions sometimes that I ask after looking at people's sites when I do interviews with them is always like, what is your connection to the school district? Do you have a child enrolled? Have you, you know, I interviewed people 2 years ago who were running who had never set foot in a CCSD public school.
Yeah.
And yet wanted to be a trustee. There's, you know, people who don't send their children to CCSD public school, but want to have control of the school district.
Right.
And so those are some of the questions to ask for me of what's the motivation and what, how do you see the system succeeding? And are you looking at all issues versus just one or two that will get you some votes quickly?